This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and in today's electricity-dependent world, renewables are taking center stage as nations grapple with balancing the increasing demand for electricity with the need to decarbonize the economy. With this shift, the deployment of batteries is also expected to grow, from niche applications such as grid balancing to everyday future tech like electric vehicles. Energy storage will play an increasingly central role in transforming Asia's relationship with power. And on the phone with me today is Isabel Chong, the country manager Southeast Asia at Eaton, to talk about our readiness for this future.
Hi Jeff, I'm Isabel. Thanks for having me here today. I'm actually coming from the electrical division from Eaton. I have been in the power management industry for more than 15 years now. And I'm actually responsible for the countries in Malaysia, Singapore and Indonesia from Eaton.
And perhaps I guess we need to start a little bit about Eaton and its presence here in Malaysia.
Sure. Eaton is a power management company doing about 20 billion sales last year. So we actually help customers to manage their power in a more reliable, safe and efficient manner. And we have about 100,000 employees around the world in about 175 countries. And in Malaysia, we have been here since 1975 and have actually helped a lot of clients in different verticals, such as the pharma, entertainment, infrastructure verticals, in the delivery of our electrical solution.
And I guess, it is like talk of the town, but, when I say town, it means the world itself because, today we're totally dependent on electricity and renewables are the new thing. What's fueling the demand for lithium-ion-based batteries?
Yeah, maybe before I touch base about, the driver for lithium battery, maybe just allow me a few minutes to actually explain the role it plays. Because there are actually a lot of talks about, the importance of having clean and renewable energy to actually create a sustainable and green environment. So there are many talks about how we can actually create renewable energy. But I think what we are not talking enough is about how we actually store such renewable energy. Because this renewable energy might not be able to produce at a time when we needed them most, during periods of peak energy demand. Therefore, the ability to store them in huge quantums becomes critical if we want to actually move more and more into renewable energy. And therefore, this actually fuels the lithium batteries demand because up to now, it is one of the good medium to actually store energy. Right. So I believe, as ASEAN nations continue to work towards electrification rate, bringing clean and renewable energies into the country, lithium batteries demand will be actually more and more. The other trend that is actually fueling this demand is actually the increased receptive for electrical vehicle, EV. And we actually predicted that the EV market will be one of the ASEAN largest growth segment in the next decade itself. I believe in Malaysia, the Automotive Robotics and Internet of Things Institute is already working to make Malaysia the first ASEAN country to produce the lithium battery in the next 18 months. So actually, we already see that the trend is actually starting to move in the directions of having lithium batteries. Yeah.
And what are the implications of having lithium-ion batteries taking over, maybe in the future, traditional power source have on the energy market and also the current players in the market?
I don't think we say that, the lithium batteries will take over the traditional power. But rather, we are actually seeing more countries, especially in ASEAN, are actually trying to inject renewable energy source into their country to have the healthy mix. For example, in ASEAN, we actually pledged to have at least 23% of renewable energy by 2025. I believe in Malaysia, we are doing 2% now. So there is a lot of catch-up to be done in terms of injecting renewable energy into the country itself. And therefore, create a lot of demand on energy storage. So right now, how we see it is that the market towards this direction is still very basic, still very infancy period. So we believe the energy market must work towards the adoption and integration of such storage device to ensure the smooth transition from the traditional power to the renewable power. So for example, you know, in Eton, we have actually ready technology such as our X storage that can be implemented in home to actually store, consume, or even sell renewable energy back to the grid, allowing every one of us to actually play a part to decarbonize the energy supply.
And it seems like, you know, ASEAN or at least Southeast Asia seems to be thriving in creating more lithium-ion based batteries. Is that the future of energy for this region? And if so, why is Southeast Asia becoming this hub?
Yeah, I believe it will be a key aspect, you know, a key aspect in the future of energy, mainly because of the reason I just mentioned earlier, that actually in ASEAN, we are still doing a lot of electrifications in many different parts of the region itself. For example, in Indonesia, Sembah, and also in Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak, I think due to the distance, people are still not getting access to electricity. The logistics to actually involve building all this power generation infrastructure is pretty expensive. So therefore, the creation of energy, renewable energy becomes very critical for everybody to be able to access to electricity itself.
Mm-hmm. And Malaysia is well on its way to set up its first lithium-ion-based battery factory here. And we've got hopes to be a production hub in ASEAN. What's your take on this? Are we ready for something like this?
I think it's very admirable that Malaysia had this goal to become the regional hub for the production of lithium battery. Looking at all the mega trends and the discussion we just have, I believe this is really important and great for Malaysia to do this step. It's actually making the renewable energy more affordable and you know, not only for Malaysia, but also for the neighboring countries itself. So yeah, I think definitely this is a good move, yeah.
What should we be aware of, or what are some of the risks that, you know, having this dream of making it into a hub, what are some of the things that we should know about?
At the moment, there is a lot of talk about, you know, and about this EV. So I believe a lot of batteries manufacturing is just producing the lithium batteries around to support the electrical vehicle application itself, similar to those of Tesla battery configuration. But I think, you know, we should really look into other demand applications of our lithium battery itself and not just, you know, constrain ourselves onto the EV application. For example, we can actually look into having lithium batteries to actually be using in smart buildings, in UPS backup system. Or we can also look into, perhaps the hub can also look into helping companies to recycle all these batteries, second-hand batteries, such as what we did with Nissan. We actually used their second-hand batteries in the building of our X-Energy storage application itself. So I believe this will kind of mitigate the risk of just having one application and one solution, yeah, when we actually develop this hub.
And it's cost something that deter many people to venture into, you know, having these kind of batteries in, let's say, offices, buildings and stuff like that. Because it seems like, you know, the technology is there and it's been there for a number of years now. But why haven't we really seen a big take up on this?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, cost is the CapEx cost is one of the concerns. It's definitely not on the cheap end. But as we've seen, you know, across the decade, the price has been decreasing and become much more affordable. And if you actually not only look at the initial capital cost of investment, but actually look at the total cost of ownership for such batteries itself, you would be actually surprised to find that the total cost of owning such batteries is even cheaper than the, for example, lead acid. Why do I say so? Because the footprint is actually smaller. The charging is actually faster, and most important, the lifespan of such batteries are actually 3 times longer than the conventional batteries itself. So if you actually look at the entire total cost of ownership, it is actually more affordable than what we think it is currently.
And who's the target market here for yourself? Like, are these large factories that are heading into, you know, industrial 4.0 with smart manufacturing, or is this buildings? Who's the target market here?
Actually, you know, with such solutions, we can actually go into various markets. But for example, you know, we are actually pretty strong in data center. We supply a lot of our UPS solutions coupled with lithium batteries into hyperscale data centers that use our application today. So as far as any industry, you know, actually really looking into energy management, we can actually support the clients.
I'm speaking to Isabel Chong, Country Manager, Southeast Asia for Eaton. And when we come back, we will talk about the evolution of battery technologies over the number of years. BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandu, and my guest for today is Isabel Chong, the Country Manager, Southeast Asia for Eaton. And we're talking about batteries, especially lithium-ion batteries that are everywhere. Isabel, some would argue that the battery tech has not really evolved over the number of years, except for maybe the fact that, you know, it has just larger capacity and usage in cars or buildings. How much has the battery tech changed over the years, and are we going to see a leap forwards anytime soon, now that it's almost everywhere in our lives?
Yeah, you're right, you know, Jeff. It's become so important in our daily life. And, you know, I think it would be unfair to say that if the battery technology has not really evolved, as I just touched a few points earlier, that actually the price has actually gone down tremendously. It has actually gone down, you know, more than 80% over the last 10 years. And also in terms of footprint, in terms of, you know, the charging capability, the lifespans, and the discharge capability, all this has actually evolved pretty much and therefore making it more affordable. And there's a lot of, you know, companies still looking into innovations for alternative energy storage, such as sand batteries, such as capturing energy from Wi-Fi. So I believe this battery technology is something that is still evolving, you know, very much. It's very fast and it's very much needed. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, the Internet of Things is another area that will require some form of power to enable that dream of transforming the way we live or the way we work, or the way we play. How much would the IoT industry change the way we think about power and also power management?
Yeah, that's a good question. IoT is a big thing and a big discussion these days. Yeah, personally, I think, you know, in this 21st century, power management have actually evolved tremendously, especially with the converging of the cyber world and the physical world. And here in Eaton, our core is still to deliver the power in the most effective, reliable, and safe mode. And at the same time, explore different opportunity of power management due to this conversion. Yeah. So just to give you an example, we are actually putting a lot of right sensor into our electrical device today and pulling the right electrical data that is useful for us, such as power factor, frequency, voltage, current. And once we actually manage to pull all this data using all these sensors, we actually transport this data into the cloud to do our data size analysis there, or we can also conduct, you know, some analysis at the client firewall on the edge end. And then from all this, transform the data into actionable insight that helps our customers reduce the total cost of ownership, drive efficiency, and maximize the uptime. And that's on the client side. And then from the Eaton side, we also use such pool data to actually apply digital model, or what we call as a digital twin, to try to simulate how would our equipment actually function in the real environment, therefore allowing us to actually improve our design, build, and test our solutions to make our equipment smarter. So I do believe, yes, you know, IoT fundamental is changing the way we interact with power and power management system. And with the advance of IoT, the demand for energy will be much more. And therefore, I believe we also have to make use of the IoT advantage to make our device smarter so that we can actually manage the energy more efficiently.
You know, Isabel, creating a sustainable alternative source of power also has its challenges, and some would argue that developing batteries at large scale hasn't been friendly to the environment at all. How do you tackle issues ensuring what you build and how you build it is actually sustainable and, you know, better for the world?
Yeah, sustainability is actually the core of what we do at Eaton. You know, we take this very seriously. We dedicate ourselves to actually improve people's life and the environment with solutions, you know, that is not just only innovative, but also more reliable, safe, and therefore sustainable. So I can actually give you an example of what we do in Eaton. We actually cooperate with Nissan to actually repropose the use of the second-hand batteries from their EV into our own X storage energy application itself. So such approach, you know, that we take hopes to eliminate unnecessary demand for standalone industrial batteries itself. So Eaton is also looking into ways like this to actually, you know, have solutions that are more friendly to the environment. For example, using all these second-hand lithium batteries from the EV itself, from the reused EV.
And what about the lifespan of these batteries? You know, I guess, you know, in the early stages, we saw, you know, these batteries have only like X number of years before they are depleted and have to be, you know, changed or recycled. Has that changed as well?
Yes, definitely. You know, the lifespan of all these batteries are getting better. We can actually look into, you know, 7 years, 10 years, or even 15 years, you know, if it's actually in the right ambience and in the right use.
And how can companies now incorporate batteries into their business as they adapt to the changing market trends?
Companies that, and you know, could actually consider using portable solar energy or microgrid into their power management system. This would allow them to actually store the solar energy harvest during the day. And at the same time, they can actually add as a backup energy storage and to prevent temporary relief during blackouts. Another way of incorporating into their daily business would be, you know, considering using Eaton UPS as a reserve. So we have the solutions to the data center industry, the first service actually, to enable such data center players to actually in control of their energy level and allowing them to actually offer their capacity back to the grid at a certain price that they actually command. So this Eaton, you know, UPS as a reserve actually enable the data center to actually create more revenue, and actually in return, the energy providers will actually compensate all these data center operators when they actually sell back the capacity back to them. So it allows the data center player to actually contribute to a more green environment. And this solution has been already, you know, tested mainly in Europe, for example, in Sweden, UK, Ireland, and in Norway itself. And we believe this trend would also be coming into Asia Pacific.
I guess you mentioned about it earlier. One of the big trends that we're seeing in batteries is the automotive space. Is the future of vehicles battery powered? You know, to a point where we'll see them in airplanes and even maybe in spacecrafts.
I think it's hard to determine for now with the battery technology would be that sophisticated, because for example, if we look at the batteries in the Tesla car that can actually move about 400 kilometers today, it's only enough to power a two-seater aircraft to cruise for a few miles. And I think the weight of such batteries itself would be anyhow too heavy for the uplift. So looking at the current situation, it is not very possible, but we never know in future where this can actually bring us. Yeah.
And what are you concerned about in the future as we move into a more energy-consumed world?
Yeah, you know, I believe that the world today is actually demanding and consuming more energy than we can actually manage them. And looking at today, the IoT, the AI and Industrial 4 is not really at its full capacity. So we therefore have to really, you know, do a lot of conscious method to actually look into more effective energy efficiency and renewable energy itself to actually manage once all these industrial four take place at a faster speed itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, I believe we are still, a lot of company, a lot of industry are still not doing enough to look into renewable energy. And when the outburst of the industrial four is coming more and more, I believe we will be facing much more challenge than today.
So it's really, you know, more about managing instead of the risk of, you know, we're not able to create enough source of power. It's more of like we're not able to manage the load of power that we're going to have in the future.
Yeah, I think it comes in both way. That is the ability to actually generate more through renewable energy, and once through, you know, so other than the ability to generate more, and then the ability to actually manage it to be more efficient using all this technology is really what we should really be focusing more and more.
And that was Isabel Chong, Country Manager, Southeast Asia at Eaton, talking about the power of the future, and that is batteries. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.